So let's review. Our shiur began by explaining that which the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis said. Chamor yoytze b'mardas b'zman sheikshur boy. A donkey may go out with its saddle cloth, which keeps the donkey warm when it is tied to it. Amashmul, b'huk sheikshur loy me'erev Shabbos. This is only permitted if it was tied on before Shabbos, but if it was tied onto the donkey on Shabbos, it may not go out with it. The Gemara brings several proofs in support of Shmuel. The Gemara then discusses putting a saddlecloth on the donkey in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Mahu lita mardas al gabe chamer b'Shabbos. This is a question of tircha yisera, excessive exertion. The Gemara concludes that everybody agrees that this is permissible because it alleviates the tzar, the suffering of the animal, by warming it. As the saying goes, chamra afilu b'tkufas tamas kirirulei, a donkey is always cold, even in the summer. However, Rav and Shmuel disagree whether you may put a feeding bag on an animal, because it only increases the tainug, the pleasure of the animal, by making it easier for it to eat. Rav permits it, while Shmuel forbids it. Shmuel actually strongly criticized Rav for being lenient with this issue, remarking, "Ihachi amar abo lo yada b'mila de Shabbat av l'klum." If Rav really said this, he does not know anything about Hilcha Shabbos. The Gemara quotes two opinions about the permissibility of putting on or removing the saddle itself from the donkey. The first opinion seems to assume that Rav and Shmuel both agree you may put a saddle on a donkey because it also warms it somewhat, making it an issue of tzar. However, you may not remove it from the donkey, the nafal memela, because it likely will fall off by itself. There's no need for this tircha yisera of taking it off. The second opinion, Rav Papa, seems to assume that both Rav and Shmuel would prohibit putting a saddle on a donkey because it does not warm it that much and is considered a matter of tainik. As far as removing the saddle, Rav would allow it because it gives the donkey the pleasure of cooling down, while Shmuel would say it is usur because litzanana lesli tzara. The donkey is not suffering from the need to be cooled down. It's only a matter of increasing its pleasure, which, as with the feeding bag, Shmuel forbids, because Shmuel holds that you may exert yourself only to alleviate tzar, but not to simply increase comfort. As a result, the Gemara explains that when the Braisa allows siyachim betraskolim shebepiyim, colts to wear their feed bags in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it must be speaking of where young colts who would suffer without their feeding bags because it's difficult for them to bend down. However, for older colts, it's forbidden because for them it's just a matter of comfort and pleasure. The above-mentioned braisa listed kameya, an amulet, among things an animal may not wear in Shasarab. After some clarification, the Gemara concludes as follows. Both an animal and a person may walk out with a kameya mumcha, an amulet that has proven to be effective for each respectively. However, mumcha la'adam, in a mumcha l'behema, an amulet that has been proven effective for a person, the islay mazl, who has mazl, may not be effective for an animal which has no mazl. Rashi here in our Masechta explains mazl as malach shaloi umeilitz olav, one's angel who advocates on his behalf. The Gemara goes on to challenge the premise that one may exert himself to alleviate tzar of an animal on Shabbos from two braises. One forbids anointing an animal's wound. However, the Gemara answers that the braisa is speaking of a case where the wound is basically healed and the anointing is mishum tainik, for pleasure and therefore forbidden. The second braisa forbids standing an animal in cold water to relieve it from blood congestion. The Gemara answers that there is an additional issue here of medical treatment which is forbidden because of gezeira shchikas hamemanim. One might come to grind herbs for medicine. Actually, it is a machlokes ha'meiron b'tanoim whether the issue of medical treatments applies to animals. And the Gemara concludes, halacha kreboishia, that it is permitted, because one is unlikely to get so upset over the animal's illness that he would violate an issur d'oraisa of grinding herbs. The Gemara next discusses a seeming contradiction between two braises, whether goats may go out with kis shebedadehen, a pouch on their udders, and resolves it in one of three ways. Hod mahadik, hod loy mahadik. It may only be worn if tied on tight, but if it's not tight, it is also because it might fall off, and the owner will carry it in Rosh Hashanah. Tanoihi, it is indeed a machlokes tanoi. Kan liyavish, kan lecholev. If the purpose of the pouch is to dry up the milk, it is permitted, because then it is tied tight. If it is there to collect the milk, it's forbidden, because then one is not so particular to tie it tight, and it might fall off and be carried. Tangentially, the Gemara relates two remarkable stories. First, a woman died leaving a young son who had to be nursed, but the father could not afford to hire anybody. Instead, niftuhu loy dadin kishnei dadei isha. The father was able to lactate and nurse his child. There is a machlokes ha'meirum if the performance of such a miracle reflects well or poorly on the father. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said he must have been a great person to merit such a miracle. Abaya said, on the contrary, how inferior he must have been to require a change in the natural order of the world. Rashi adds, he did not merit divine assistance in a more natural way, such as earning an adequate livelihood. Second story. A man married a woman whose hand was cut off, and he never realized that she was missing a hand until she died. There is a machlokes whether this is a positive reflection of the woman's sneeze or the man's sneeze. The daf concludes with the next halacha of the Mishnah at the bottom of daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, which said, Zecharim yoytzin levuvin. Rams may go out on Shabbos while levuvin. There are three explanations of the word levuvin. One, Amar Rav Huna toisri, tied up in piers to prevent them from running away. Two, Ulo Amar, Oy shekoshin lehem keneged libam kedei shlo yiplu aleim ze'evim. They would tie leather over the eerie of the hearts of the rams to protect them from attacking wolves. Only male rams and not female sheep require this protection because they walk in a way that appears threatening to the wolves. And three, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Oy shekoshin lehem tachas zachrusam. It is a piece of leather they tie under the genitals to prevent them from mounting the females. This interpretation is similar to the next halacha in the Mishnah. V'rachelim yoytzish chuzais, the female sheep had their tails tied upward to encourage the males to mount them.